You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Wrong, start doing right.
All right.
I don't care about what I think.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Of course. There.
Stay here and drink.
Yeah. Of course.
I used to play this song when the Phillies their season would be over.
Oh, you play this one?
Yeah.
Get what, for yourself? Or
yeah. I get real sad.
Okay.
And I have about. 6 beers.
Wow.
Just kidding. We're about the,
yeah,
8 to 10 range.
8 to 10?
And get set. This is like college.
Right? Okay. All right.
Yeah. He's getting super bummed out.
Yeah, it's right.
Yeah,
I'm not a one beer drinker.
Well, yeah, but he can't. Well, are you drinking your Miller Lights or your IPAs?
No, this is domestic beer.
Okay. All right. Yeah. IPA, you can't do 8 or 10.
Nah.
You'd be throwing up for a week.
Oh, yeah, that's the thick stuff.
Yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action, if you dare, at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's.
What do you think this crowd was like last
night? Oh, I'm sure it was a joy here. I hope you tipped Jocelyn well, honestly.
Tip the waitress.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Diddy will be there. He'll be signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. Twitter question, are you happy with the Phillies re-signing Kyle Schwarber? Yes or no? What do you think the poll's at?
Yes.
What do you think the number is?
70%.
77.
Yeah. Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think people are fine having Schwarber back.
Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
We tried to, when I say we, I'm just saying collectively.
Yes.
When you heard those numbers, people started to say to themselves, maybe I got to be okay if he's not here.
Yes, they prepare themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now they're happy that he's back.
Yes, that's always the thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Like you, Fritz.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he wanted no – what, the Embiid extension? Not to put any bad mojo on Schwarber?
Super.
We were all like, you can't give him an extension. They give him an extension. We're like, that's our guy.
You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You know what? You know what I said on the podcast today? Totally disgusting by me.
What'd you say?
Just glad he's a Philly.
Oh, my – dude, that – I'm actually going to hate listen to High Hopes today. On the way home, I'm going to hate listen to High Hopes.
Him and Seltzer.
Oh, was it just you or was it you and James?
It was me and James.
Oh, you guys were just thirsting it up.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. He's a Phil.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Schwarber's a Philly.
He's a Philly, man.
Oh.
No, that makes me happy. Because I was getting bad. I was starting to get a little tight about Schwarbs. Because you know what I was saying? I was saying, hey, we have unfinished business here, and you're leaving midstream. You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Is it about the money or is it about finishing the job with these guys?
As it turns out, it's about the money.
Yes.
And finishing the job.
And the money.
And the money.
The Orioles matched.
No, okay. No. The Phillies
matched. That easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
I don't know. You think you understand the order of operations there. The Phillies matched.
So easy.
They, yeah.
Another team was right there. He okay. could be an O today.
Okay. All
but
right.
he chose this city.
Thank you, John Middleton. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how you doing?
Way better.
Oh,
way
sounding great.
Better.
Sounding great.
And I was out in the sticks of Lebanon, man. So
where the hell's Lebanon? Black. Is that...
Like, exactly. They don't even really have cell phones out there, man. So, no, it ain't that bad, but it is out in the middle of nowhere. Listen, Ike, I want to challenge you when you said it didn't come down. Like, I felt like last night the Eagles abandoned a lot of stuff that we've had success with, right? First and goal from the two, not one tush-push. Are we done with that now?
That was bad.
We have gotten spooked out of it. I
it's
agree
not
with
working
that.
The
yeah.
same way.
Yeah, for yeah. some reason they're not running it anymore.
Yeah, the last – Jordan had mentioned that teams were doing different stuff, and I just wonder if they – between teams doing different stuff, Landon being in and out last night, Juergens not being the same way, I wonder if they just don't think it's the – then with Jalen fumbling on
last
it,
week. Yeah.
I wonder if they just don't think it's the same play it was.
So for me, right, I listen, I'm a Hurts guy, but he played atrocious last night. But I also feel like every time he dropped back, I cringe, right? Because I was like, wow, he don't have it tonight. And then I was just kept wondering why they kept dropping him back. He threw the ball 40 times. And it was like they never even, like, when y'all, people be saying Aikman said this, Aikman said that. Aikman also said Saquon Barkley hasn't had a 20-yard run in so long. The next play, he went for 19, right? And then it was like they just started abandoning the run, and they just kept dropping back, throwing the ball. And it was just, I don't know. I felt like the game plan was off, man. I don't know.
So,
I mean,
So Derek, this morning I went through the second half, right? So the Chargers, the Eagles only had four drives in the second half. So Chargers start off, they only ran 21 plays. So Chargers start off with that 10-minute drive. And I looked at Saquon's runs in the second half. Aside from the 51-yard tush-push one, he had 8 carries for a net of 1 yard.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So what I think happened, and what, you know, Tim McManus wrote it this weekend, they're seeing the 8-man boxes, the 8-man fronts, 36% of snaps this year, 20% last year. I just think that they had success in the first half, and what happened in the second half, we had, I think, 2 field goal drives, the 1 touchdown, and we had an interception, I think, and that was it. I don't think they went away from it. I just don't think they had...
Not effective.
It just wasn't effective in the second half. And I think when you see them throwing a lot, it's because they see an opening to throw. And in fairness, that field goal drive, you know, that took the lead. That was mostly Jalen throwing the football. And then in the overtime, that was Jalen throwing the football. Saquon only had two carries in the overtime, no gain, and 4 yards. So,
a couple years ago, right, with Dallas Goedert, he was like, we got some touchdowns. I just feel like we'll run a play that works, and then we'll never see it again for the rest of the year. Like, Dallas Goedert was having success in the red zone, and then we ran, like, one, we gave the ball to Saquon on first and goal from the two, and then the next play was like a rollout where they got a penalty on it. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like we do have plays that be working, but they'll never just go back to them for some reason. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still on board because I feel like we got some games left that we can win. And if these dudes have any sense of pride left in them, man, like, we can put together a run. It's the same group on offense that did that last year. They struggled all year, then they picked it up, you know, second part of the playoffs, made a little run. Now, I hear what you're saying, but
yeah,
I just feel like with the whole Tanner McKee talk, like, if we was 5-8, I would say, yeah, put them in.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They still have a, you know, like they said.
And that's why they can't do it, Derek. Yeah, and that's why they won't do it. Yeah, that's why they won't do it.
It's actually bad for Tanner McKee in that.
Yeah, a lot of emotional callers today, man, so. I'm sure Chuck is on hold. He gonna give it to y'all because he gave it to the midday show, man. So,
well, why is he wasting content on the midday show?
Yeah, well, nobody heard it.
Yeah, yeah, nobody.
Anyway.
All right, Derek. And we haven't heard from one Mr.
OG?
His dad. Yeah.
Where's he at?
Where's OG Wade?
OG Wade, come out to play.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I looked at the game again today, and I didn't have much of a issue with the play designs. There was some different stuff, stuff I hadn't seen, stuff across the middle. Jalen wasn't great, and AJ wasn't great.
Yeah.
I mean, the turnovers is really what cost them. The one penalty down there, when they were down there first and goal,
the
or
hold.
Whatever it was, and AJ actually scored, and it was a holding call.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was self-inflicted stuff
that
really cost them. They moved the ball down the field. They moved the ball down the field. They outgained the Chargers. The defense was taking the ball away, and they had big sacks. You probably could say that the defense created just as many negative plays against that Chargers offense.
Seven sacks, you know, and
a couple turnovers.
And it didn't seem like their wide receivers were open at all.
Yeah.
Man, Coop was playing last night.
Well,
and they gave up one touchdown.
It was a white-on-white crime.
You took it out of my mouth.
Him and
Ladd McConkey?
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Show you who's the best.
Yeah.
Well, Coop made up for it because Adam Thielen, you know.
Cooked him last year. Yeah.
So they had to make sure he got Laddie back.
Yeah. Should have had an interception.
Yeah, that defense played awesome last night. Did play awesome. Yeah. And
if the offense.
No, and I mean he should have had an interception. Not just on the one was a free play.
Yeah.
Well, he batted the ball down.
On the conkey.
Yeah.
He could have just turned around and caught it.
Hey, man, catch that.
Yeah.
Well, if he could catch, be a receiver. So if the offense could just get their head out of their ass, they'd be fine.
Yeah.
The problem is I think that now there's almost division in the offensive on the offensive side now. You know,
you think so? Seems like everybody's happy over there.
I know it's obvious. But it feels like now they're getting stuck in their ways. And I don't know.
Jack, where'd you come up with that one?
You know what?
Yeah.
Schwarber's back. JT's coming back. We're winning the World
Series. I'm being serious. The only one who's probably not happy over there is Devontae right now.
Well, Devontae's like, are you kidding me?
Forgotten man. Was having a career year.
This guy's about to be a Pro Bowler for the first time. You know, and that's not happening.
Yeah.
But it feels like some people, now they're blaming the coaches. Coaches are dug in. It's really unhealthy on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Well, and we did a show a couple weeks ago where we were like, I said the goal for the season is not to crumble. And it's on the table now. Like, the crumbling's on the table. Now, they could win 3 out of 4 here.
Yeah.
Get a home playoff game. You know, the magic number's still 3. You win 3 out of 4, you win the division. Get a home playoff game. Beat whoever you play. And to me, that is saving – like, is saving face on this season.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not winning the Super Bowl. But
I agree.
Yeah.
But they beat the Raiders Sunday.
Yep.
That's a lock. You got Marcus Mariota in Washington.
Yeah.
Take care of that one. Washington packs their bags.
And that makes that last game.
That last game is a lock. There's no way Washington is playing hard pause in that last game in Philadelphia with nothing to put. I don't even know if I it actually would be criminal if they put Jaden Daniels back out there. Well, guy's been hurt three different times this year.
They can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you don't put your franchise quarterback
with a lost season.
Well, yeah, with a season that's basically lost already.
Yeah, so we're 11.5-point favorites against the Raiders. I just
saw. That's such a huge line.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
I wouldn't bet it.
I would take the Raiders.
I'd take the Eagles' money line.
What do you think the line is?
Money line?
Yeah.
That's like minus 350. Yeah.
What do you think Bills at Patriots? What do you think that line is? Have you seen it?
No.
What do you think it is? Bills at Patriots.
Patriots by two?
Bills minus 1.5.
Ooh. The Bills line.
On the road.
Ooh. Yeah. Big win last week for the Bills.
Big win.
They're feeling it.
They are.
That's going to be a big game. Is that a 1 o'clock game?
Oh, I hope that's a 4 o'clock
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Don't make me miss that game to watch the Raiders-Eagles. I might skip Raiders-Eagles, watch it the next morning.
Oh, it's a 1 o'clock game. It's got to be the game of the day.
Dude, that's
it's
brutal.
It's got to be the Tony Romo game.
Dude, that's brutal. What are you doing to us? Can we flex the Eagles game to 10 a.m.?
Ew, we got Minnesota-Dallas as the 8:20 game. We got 9.
Oh
so then we get Dallas at night.
Oh, my God.
That in Dallas or in Minnesota?
Dallas.
That is brutal. How are you putting Patriots?
Rams-Lions at 4:30, though.
But that's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right.
Well, that's the game. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
215.
Green Bay-Denver, 4:30.
215.
That's a good one.
215-592-9494. Speaking of a good one, yeah. National Appliance Warehouse, that's a good one. It's a great one. You know, you tax-free Delaware.
Yeah.
They're going to solve your appliance problems. They solve mine. I got a kitchen full of appliances from National Appliance Warehouse.
Yeah, and they took care of you, Spike.
It was so simple.
Well, and the great part about your experience is you experienced what every customer experiences there, which is a great customer experience.
They understand everybody's what? Different.
Nailed it.
Everybody wants something different, right?
Yeah. Some people you wanted two options.
I just wanted two options. I know you got 100 brands. Pick out two. Tell me to decide between those two. That's all I want. I don't like a lot of choice. But if you like a lot of choice, they've got everything there. Whirlpool, right?
Yeah.
Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, whatever
LG.
You need.
LG.
Whatever you need.
And I know that you might have missed out on the Black Friday mega sale.
It's okay.
Well, like we always say, Spike, they always have great savings events going on at National Appliance Warehouse. The season of savings is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. So if you missed the Black Friday mega sale, get down there today. We always have great sales events going on. So you're going to get the right appliance, you're going to get a great customer experience, and, of course, you're going to get a great price. That's the National Appliance Warehouse difference. You can learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
215-592-9494, Will and only. You're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, listen, I got 3 points I wanted to make, 3 things I wanted to hit. Just bear with me. Y'all good?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So the first, right, I want to comment on last night's game. Last night's game, nobody's really talking about AJ. Jalen Hurts had a horrible game. He definitely had a horrible game. But if AJ catches that first pass, that changed the whole trajectory of the game. Because that's the precedence for the game. And also, the second half, right? Saquon ran the ball, 13 times in the first half? And it looked like he got his stride back. The second half, he only ran the ball 5 times. So when we got the overtime, we're pass happy, where we could have been, you know, like milking some clock a little bit and letting Saquon get his touches. And then Tank only ran the ball 1 time. I don't know what's going on with that. He hasn't been running the ball at all. And the second thing I wanted to touch on for pretty much the season, right? The problems I see for the season is, one, I feel like it's a system issue. Before last night they got a little bit better with it. The first half of the season, or pretty much all of the season, the play calling was piss poor. The route combinations were horrible, whereas in you had, yes, Jalen had people. He missed a couple of things sometimes, but there were also times where the route combinations were so basic that it was no separation. Couldn't nobody get open, so Jalen had nowhere to go with the ball. It's like there was no multiple level reads or no high low level reads, high low mid level, no flood concepts to attack the zone.
So, nothing, Will, let me interrupt you for a sec. So you said last night that was better. Wasn't simple. They had all those combinations in there. How'd that work out?
It looked like they had – well, you also had
That didn't work out last night. But you also had, but you also have penalties that kill. Like that's been a problem this year too. Penalties that kill drives. Penalty. We had a penalty last night that I think Jordan Mailata had a holding call that called back or nixed the AJ touchdown.
He did. He did, so, and I agree on AJ. I agree on the penalties. What I can't, I know we're not going to put it to bed. I think we got to put the simple offense on the coordinator and the coach to bed. I think we got to put it to bed. We saw what that looks like last night when they asked Jalen to do it, and he threw four interceptions, and it could have been five.
Thank you. So that's one of. So here goes one of my other points, right?
Okay.
So, Jalen. All right. Look at Dak Prescott, right? Look at Dak Prescott before and after Mike McCarthy came. Before Mike McCarthy, Dak Prescott, he was throwing. I had it up. I don't have it no more. But before Dak Prescott. His numbers before Mike McCarthy, his numbers after Mike McCarthy are like night and day. The touchdown interception ratio was pretty much the same. I think it was like 40 something touchdowns to about 20 something interceptions, low 20s. And then, but he throws for a ton of more yards. And he gave Dak, He gave Mike McCarthy props for pretty much turning his, like making, pretty much opening his eyes at the quarterback position. You got Jalen on the other hand. Like I said, I'm not sitting here trying to defend Jalen. This is more so the system that the Philadelphia Eagles have right now. If you get Jalen like a established coach, established offensive coordinator, somebody
dude,
who's been known to coach
dude, Will,
I think he
will
be. Well,
who did who was the offensive coordinator last year, and who did he used to be the offensive coordinator for? We had Kellen Moore here last year, who was the offensive coordinator for Dak Prescott when Dak threw for 4,500 yards and like 40 touchdowns.
But Will, in
the first three games, it was so bad, that they stopped doing it. I hear you. I don't think – I appreciate the call. And, I agree. We all agree this is not just Jalen. We all agree. Mm-hmm. Now, we didn't all agree that it wasn't just Jalen when we won. But whatever. We all agree this is not just Jalen. We all agree. We are not just a coordinator away from Jalen being Dak Prescott. We're not. They're different players.
Yeah.
There's no world in which – I watch him with my own eyes – there's no world in which Jalen Hurts is throwing for 4,500 yards and 40 touchdowns.
I think Dak threw for 5,000 yards 1 year.
He did.
Yeah.
It's just Dak developed into that, and it doesn't look like Jalen is.
Yep.
I don't think it's a coordinator issue. I just don't.
Dak is actually, as much as I hate to admit it, he's actually a great example of how you can get better.
Yes.
Throwing the football, because he's one of those guys who actually did get better. He, early in his career, had a little bit more of a game management to his game. We use his legs a lot more. And then he just, I don't think that year three or four, he just developed into a better thrower of the football, and it's been on display ever since. Like, it didn't regress. Now, you could argue about which games he wins and all of that stuff, but just him throwing the ball, it's obvious. It's obvious. You see it.
I think we've gotten a little bit – I know interceptions are bad.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But, like,
it's when they happen, ultimately.
Good quarterbacks throw interceptions. Yep. I'm sorry. Brett Favre was a great quarterback. He threw interceptions.
The most.
You know.
in history.
Like, even Brady, I think, some of Brady's biggest years, he threw 15,
Peyton Manning had a couple 20-something year interceptions.
Like, there's a –
believe that.
They're creating value when they're not throwing interceptions. The thing about Dak is he'll throw interceptions, and there's even more interceptions out there that don't happen, but he's creating value when he's not doing it. I think we've gotten a little brainwashed into thinking you can't turn the ball over.
Well, Stafford led the league the year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
He led the league in interceptions. 17.
What was I going to say on the interceptions thing?
We put too much weight.
Yeah, like when you lead the league in three and outs, I don't know if I said this on the air, but I said it off. Those are turnovers. Now, they're better because you get to punt it. But, like, you're turning the ball over, you're giving the ball back to the other team. Mm-hmm. you don't want to have a turnover in the red zone offensively, for sure.
Yep.
But when you're trying to move the ball, it's like they're like strikeouts for home run hitters. If you're gonna hit home runs, you're also gonna strike out.
Yep.
And you don't want to strike out. Nobody wants to strike out, but everybody wants to hit home runs. Yep. Like we can't be locked in this thing where, like, you can't turn the ball over ever. Because if you're gonna score points, you're gonna turn the ball over.
It's and even for me, as a Jalen guy, and I don't necessarily come away from that game last night like Jalen was horrible, even though he played bad. I come away from that game last night thinking, we might have a problem moving forward here.
Sure.
Like, whether or not this will ever get any better. Because last night was an example of the team trying to put the ball in his hands and let him lead you to a victory. And again, it didn't work. Like, all the turnovers weren't his fault. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. Was that Devontae that fell down, or was that Dotson that fell down?
It was Devontae, but it looked like it was going to be – it might have been a pick anyway.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't fall down?
Yeah. It was a bad throw.
Yeah. So,
but, yes, I agree with you.
You can't have those. Like, those are the things. They tried to put a more complex offense in last night. You could easily see the play designs were different, but the more he threw the ball – the more it created negative plays. It just did. It's not advantageous for him to throw the ball as much as he threw the ball last night.
Well, and we've seen it all year. We saw it last night. The Chargers with simulated pressure, they weren't even – it was almost like it was part of everything they did all the time. They would come to the line. They would look like they were going to blitz. The guys would back into it. And they've done that to Jalen all year long. And I thought the offense, to a certain extent – Jack said this earlier. I thought he was right. To a certain extent, they're like, all right, here it is. Yeah. Here's your creativity. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
Because we got to try something, because the way that we're doing it is not working, and it didn't work either. So 215-592-9494.
Come on, Donovan.
Donovan McNabb joins us next.
I wonder what five things.
How long till we hear screen pass?
Well, we didn't run one last night.
No, we did not.
We'll run the Devontae, wide receiver screen.
Yeah,
dude. They just never work.
They don't. Not here. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. The holidays are here, and there's no better place to shop for that special someone than Mark's Jewelers. Now, Mark's Jewelers Men's Night is back Thursday, December 18th at their Montgomeryville flagship store. Enjoy great food, cocktails, and a special appearance by Hall of Famer sports writer, the godfather of football, Mr. Ray Dittinger. He'll be there signing and selling the updated Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition. That's Thursday, December 18th, Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers. Details at marks-jewelers.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.